가슴 급해 꺼내
찾을로
내 향이 스쳐지 말로 처음에 내 싸지던 상제샷
Welcome back to class. So today is the last day for the class. So you all came. So right, you know what we should do now. So our plan is to recite 21 verses. So maybe a fast, you know, maybe short introductions. Introductions. So then after that we will see what we should do now.
Yeah.
Do you think this sentence is better, or not better, but is that okay to put there?
Is it also the cause to create a positive?
Is that not? I tried to write down what you said.
You could say it is also the cause to create positive attentions.
Oh, you okay.
Rather than fame, you could say attentions.
Okay, we could just put the word attention.
Yeah.
And then do you want to keep it the way it's worded? Do you like that?
No,
it will generate a positive mindset.
You like those?
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say it the way you did, but it was hard to...
But you can change without losing the meaning.
Okay. Yeah. And then this practice of generosity has been taught, is that okay, by great lineage practitioners?
Yeah.
Okay. And then in the letter, we're going to use one line. This is what I wrote down. Imagine you're offering the goodness of the whole universe, that which is the best of the best. And this is what she suggested.
Imagine you're offering the universe of real and imagined beauty and goodness. The holy being, the teachers, the benefit of all living beings. Yeah.
Is that okay? I was trying to be real simple in the letter, but is this okay to say? I don't know.
You pick.
I can pick which one.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And then I'll combine it with the verse and put it in the practice sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
yeah. The student has any questions?
They don't have any right now, but I did go back and explain to them if we do the Tara phrases, what the purpose of. And so they're fine with whatever we decide to do. At least I explained to them. They came once before to one of the introductory classes, and so they wanted to come back. I guess, you know, it's for a class, but they were coming twice for the class, and they came back with you.
So which one first? Finish the class or finish the book or maybe recite 21,000 phrases? Oh, yeah. Finish the book. I've been explaining this text called Mind Training text, composed by one of the Tibetan masters who was born in same region as His Holiness Dalai Lama, called Amdo, where they make very good noodles. They are very famous for making noodles, in the current time. So then the author of the text is called Lama Tsongkhapa, so Tibetan master. Tsong means onion. So the person is named after the region there where they grow a lot of onions. So he was called Tsong, Tibetan word. Tsong means onion. Tsongkhapa, that's his name, master names. So he was named after the region where they grow a lot of onions, for the sake of knowledge, okay? Not that important, maybe. So Lama Tsongkhapa was born almost 662 or 63 years ago. So this text was composed now probably almost 600 years ago. taught in Tibetan is not like a lot of the texts you see here, all these texts. These are all the teachings. So all the teachings that taught by Buddha. So now it's all translated into Tibetan. These are all taught in, most of them taught in Pali, so then some of them taught in English. Not English. Sanskrit. I don't think Buddha speak English, Sanskrit. then translated into Tibetan, a lot of Tibetan probably went to India, learned Sanskrit, then eventually they together with Indian Pandit means scholar, know, so the pandit, that means the first door, the scholar. So they have of them, so then translated a lot of them. So you see here, Lama Atisha, the statue, that's called Lama Atisha, who came to Tibet. Before Tibet, you know, there's a lot of like different like native, kind of like native practices, more like shamanism. Shamanism and very much mixed with the Buddhism, you know, it's all kind of like mixed. So Lama Atisha came to Tibet and like re-established Buddhism. So so there's Lama Atisha. So then Lama Atisha also like helps to translate many teachings. These are all taught in Sanskrit or Pali. So then later on translated into Tibetan by Tibetan scholar, Tibetan pandit, help from the Indian pandit, they translated most of them. So I invited, I brought here. So I'm the only one who can read those texts, but it's all in Tibetan, unfortunately. So I believe, you know, just seeing those teachings, when people come here, they don't get much benefit seeing me. So I'm hoping they get benefit seeing the entire teaching. So I hope they'll get some benefit. So that's why we put it there. This is a very typical Tibetan altar. You see, you know, when you go to visit Tibetan, Tibetan temple in Nepal, India, Tibet, you know, so throughout Himalayan region, pretty much same. So I've been explaining this text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa 600 years ago. So this is called one of the mind training texts. When you talk about so the question that, you know, probably you also probably wonder, I wonder, everybody will wonder, human happiness. You see that in the text, that some prayer that may I achieve like the best form of human happiness and also divine happiness. So now you wonder, then you, the question arises, what is human happiness? And how you define? The best form of human happiness, not just happiness. So what we have body, and we think, regardless whether you are Tibetan, American, Buddhist, not Buddhist, believer, not believer, atheist, we all think. And we all have body. It's not like, oh, if you are Buddhist, then you have body. If you are not Buddhist, you don't have body. It's not like that. Regardless whether we believe or not, we all have body. We all think. So then there's no a complication that comes with the body. There are, in, especially in the Western world, you have a lot of resource to take care of. When there's like physical discomfort to take care of, there's many resources. So now then there's another level, more complex and more complicated, the thought. That's the way we think. Maybe so much problems occur the way we think, way we see, and way we react. So there are probably very little information in the Western culture how to deal with those things. In the ancient Asian culture, there's so much studies been done, so much research has been done, so much books have been written how to deal with the thought, you know, like so here, when you came to West, then you hear there's no healthy mind. What that is? What is healthy mind? How you define healthy mind? What is the definition of healthy mind? How you define? Then why healthy mind, is there a relationship between healthy mind and healthy body? Is there a relationship? So now then, what is healthy mind? So this text is about all how so many problems occur. It's not based on belief. It doesn't matter whether you believe in something, then you have less problem. If you don't believe in something, you have more problem. It's not like that. Problems that are related to the mind comes because of thought, because in Buddhism it's called like probably. I'm not asking you to believe. I'm just telling you what is said in texts. You know, maybe if you wonder, in Buddhism there's term called term. Term called samsara. Samsara. You can look up there's so many traditions about samsara. In long time there's no gulgu, now you have gulgu, you can just look up. But the risk is you may find wrong information. If somebody has no clue what they're writing about, people do write all kinds of things. I think just knowing the nature of samsara, that will help you to reduce this unrealistic expectation that we all have in our life. First of all, I think like professions need to be perfect. Samsara, there's no perfect. Everybody has issues. Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But it's like muddy pond. I've been here 20 years, but my English is getting worse and worse. I'm getting older. My English is getting older too. How is a pond? Yes. Muddy pond. Okay, muddy pond. So, the lotus. Where lotus grow? Lotus grows from, not from the clear water. It grows from muddy pond. When it grows, this is like almost perfect. So now see, being part of samsara, life is already complicated. No matter what we do, life is already complicated. So in Buddhism, that's called moksha. If you liberate yourself, completely liberate from all this unhealthy thought, then you achieve moksha. So then everything will be perfect. Till then, there will be a lot of complications. Complications with the friendship, education, job, family, house, car, money, clothes. No matter which direction you turn, there's complications, you know. So that's life. So then on top of that, our thinking make it more complicated. You know, so then being harsh, being critical, hating oneself, hate. All those things can be managed by thinking something positive. I am capable, you are capable, we are all capable. You know, it's not like only monks and nuns, they can do, we cannot do. No, that's not true. Everybody can do. So, for example, when anger arises, when you get angry, do you enjoy? Nobody. Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, believer, not believer, atheist, animals, dogs, cats, frogs, they don't get angry. So they never get angry. They're just sitting here, not get angry. They're sitting there. Looks like a frog, but it's not frog. and they're sitting there. Besides that, nobody. The minute you get angry, there's zero peace in your mind. Zero peace. So, what we should do? As a human, what we should do? If you are truly seeking peace of mind, calm mind, peaceful mind, inner happiness, then anger becomes a problem. It's not just religious business. It affects everybody. It affects like religious persons. It affects non-believer. It affects anything they think affects equally. So then there are teachings on patience, how to practice patience. It's not just to talk, to practice. What happens if you practice patience? What happens? You protect. You build armor on yourself. Then anger cannot penetrate. Oh, you build armor. Jealousy, pride, all of that. This all, according to Buddhist philosophy, this all considered as unhealthy thought. So that's the main, I think, message of this text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So then I'm going to finish. Maybe there's some. There's a main thing like this. No, mind is like elephant. Okay, like elephant. Why it's like elephant? Because elephant physically very powerful. Similarly, our mind is is powerful as any elephant. If that elephant get wild, there'll be no happiness. So, for the sake of knowledge, because you already came here, it's kind of late, 7 o'clock, so I don't want to just say the prayer, then you just sit there and recite prayer. So then, that elephant, what you have now, mindfulness. Mindfulness is like rope. So now that elephant is on the move all the time, thinking something. Elephant is thinking something. So what do you need to do? We, everybody who thinks, we need to develop some kind of habit of mindfulness, to be mindful. Before we react towards any circumstance, any events. First it happens here, so then slowly it comes out from here, or maybe it comes out from here, from the body. So then it's too late. So So I think a lot of mistakes has been made because of lack of mindfulness. Because of lack of mindfulness. So you need to train how to be mindful, whether you are focusing your breath in and out, or like some kind of hand movement, or some kind of like walking meditations. This all try to help you to be more mindful of your thought. Actually, it's all about watching your mind. Otherwise, this mind tricks you all the time. Say this, do that, that without thinking, doing it. So then when it's done, then just doesn't feel good. Something we can control. That's why mind training, that elephant needs to train. Need to make it more calm, more peaceful. So then, eventually, when somebody's irritating you, you don't react right away. You take time, and you think, then slowly your peace of mind is protected, like that, okay? So this is the main subject. So I will now finish, before while you're here, I will finish the book. So it's the end of the last leg of the book. So I'll repeat some of them. This already been, you know, I already been explained. So so here, Nyingje, Tibetan word means compassion. Nyingje. Last, I think Wednesday we discussed, you know, difference between empathy, sympathy, compassion. The Lama Tsongkhapa here, what he's saying is like, Nyingje Chetang, Gyawang Langi Pels. Lama Tsongkhapa is saying that develop compassion, then healthy thought will rise automatically. Healthy thought, positive thought will rise automatically. Develop compassion. So, some people may say, oh, that's like compassion is like sign of weakness. No, no. Compassion is the strength. Compassion gives you strength. It gives you power. It gives you strength. Oh. What happens, just forget about religion, what happens if you care about somebody? Is that good for the world? Is it good for the communities? Somebody caring somebody? No. If the answer is yes, then everybody should care about everybody. You know? So ask yourself a question, do you like to be care? Do you like to be... Do you like to be careful? Do you like to be loved? Do you like to be respected? When you look in this room, every single person, nobody's looking for trouble. Nobody's looking for suffering. I'm Buddhist, maybe you are not Buddhist, maybe some of you don't believe in anything, but nobody looking for suffering. Everybody's looking for happiness. It's there too. So then how about giving some happiness to others? Will they appreciate? Why you do that? That's good for you. It's good for you, that's why. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. It's good for you. Oh. Being compassionate, being kind, being more caring, loving, that's good for you. Being more angry, more like disrespectful, looking down based on education, wealth, positions, name, religion, tradition, culture. It's not good. It's not good. Why? Everybody's looking for happiness. That's why. That's all. So number wise, you are just one. Others, there's like billions. So, Nyingje Chetangs, you know, develop compassion, healthy thought will automatically rise. Or, another way to say it, with very little effort, healthy thought will rise. So now, what is compassion? According to Buddhist philosophy, the way we study, the compassion has definitions. Definition? Make sense? Definition. Compassion only rises when you see or witness somebody is going through some difficulties, whether that's physical or mental. So then you have wish to help that person overcome from the difficulties. That is the definition of compassion. So, okay, now continue, okay. So most people here already heard this. Now they're hearing this second time. So second of all. Nyembo means antidote. When you get headache, what do you do? You don't just sit there, say, wish that headache will go away. No, you don't just say a few prayers. What you need to do? You need to take medicines. No. Or if you don't take medicine, if you have all the doctors already prescribe you medications, but you don't take medications, you just read the prescriptions. That will not help. Oh, need to take. There's antidote for the headache. So there's a similar here. Nyembo tenda nyimong. That's Tibetan word. The way they are translated in English, that's called affliction mind. Affliction? You understand? Afflicted mind? Affliction mind? Disturbing thought. Disturbing thought is called affliction. In Sanskrit it's called klesha. Klesha, that means disturbing thought. Such as jealousy, anger, pride, all this negative mind. You know, no need to explain. You experience, I experience, we all experience all the time. That's called afflictions or klesha. Saying, Lama Tsongkhapa was saying, apply antidote, so those afflicted mind will die down, gradually die down. How? Yeah, as I said, when you're about to get angry, how you get angry, you need to study, you need to educate yourself how you get angry. Of course we get angry because we have desire. If you don't have any desire, you will never get angry. Because we get angry because we have desire. Or we have desire, there are two types of desire. Desire to want something, desire for not wanting something. I say? Yeah, desire not to want. So, desire to want something, then some kind of obstacle or interruption take place. So then, anger rise. Oh. So there's a book, it's called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, written by one of the Indian masters called Shantideva. This book has been written around 8th century, this book's already been written. Chapter number 6, where he talks about how to manage anger, how to deal with anger. There's like dense information there. In that text, this is a different text, this is not here, in that text. So, you know, in the monastery, so we are not allowed to bring books in the class, different than West. Here, you are allowed to bring books, computers. Monastery, we are not allowed to bring any books in the class. You have to remember material by your heart. So that's why monks are very good at memorizing. Monks can remember 100 pages by heart. That's a part of the education systems. We can say 100 pages by heart. That's a part of the exam. So when you take exams, so that's a part of the exam. You get score. What is the score? Mm-hmm. Score based on how much page you remember by heart. Some of the monks, they can remember 900 pages. I used to remember a couple hundred pages, not 900, but a couple hundred pages. Since I came to America, all gone. All gone to vacation. All took long vacation. So now only a few pages, remember, a few pages here and there. Oh. So there's books, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. It has like 100 pages. And monastery, most remember by heart. So that's why few words I remember by heart, well, not all of them. So in that text, chapter number 6, because of we have desire, because of that some kind of interruption taking place between our desire and what we want, what we don't want, that's how anger rises. So then what we do, we heavily rely on anger. The result, then you are destroyed, completely destroyed. yourself is completely destroyed. Okay? So that's what he said. Nyembo tenda nyembo rangsa jis. Rely on antidote, apply antidote, then afflicted mind will deteriorate or get weaker. Get weaker. Dejang nyinji, dejang nyinji, dejang nyinji, pinji nyinjang deso. So then there's no definite friend or no definite enemy. Enemy become friend, friend become enemy, you know, it's all like, there's no definite, you know. So one master said, today's best friend. Almost you can feel like you can give your heart to that person. Few unguarded words, then you exaggerated, your friend exaggerated, that very best friend tomorrow become your worst enemy. That happens. So then enemy become friend, friend become enemy. So that's what it indicates. So therefore, there's no definite friend, there's no definite enemy, no people become friend. When we are born, we're born alone. There's no friend. You know. So then we make friends. Then the friends become enemies, all like that. So there's no, that part indicate change. You can 100% rely on something external for your happiness, because why? Things will change. People change, mind change, interest change. Don't become shocked. Just to be aware, everything change. Weather change, people change, hair change. My hair used to be completely dark. Now there's a lot of gray hair. Change. Nothing to upset. Change. So that's why enjoy as much as possible. Be aware things will change. Don't think, oh, this should not break. This is so cute looking cat. So it should not be, no, that's a mistake. Things will change. Don't say, oh, don't change. That you are going against the reality. Things will change, but enjoy as much as possible. But at the same time, fully aware everything will change. Someday you will die. There's nothing you can do. It's a part of life. No, then don't know the symbol of the same day. So then saying that, you know, like Lama Tsongkhapa said, don't think something negative. Try all your best not to think negative, something negative. Why? It's not good for you. Think something positive. It's good for you. That's why. Oh. Jula, Nyesem Machang said, don't harbor evil thought. Don't harbor evil thought. Nyesem Machang, Pesach just, harbor noble thought, gentle thought, benefits you. You don't need to believe what the Lama Tsongkhapa said. Just analyze. Just analyze, that's all. Just analyze. Buddha said very clearly, all the scholars, all the monks and nuns, all the scholars, the Buddha don't want them to believe what he say out of respect. Why? Down the road is not good. Why? Because mind start to think. You cannot stop. Mind will think. Mind will question. You can stop. You cannot stop. That's why don't accept out of respect. Accept out of thorough analysis. You analyze. You study. You analyze. Not just analyze, thorough analysis is needed. Then if you feel something, then accept. That's what Buddha said. Buddha give us full freedom to analyze questions. That's been highly encouraged by founder of the Buddhist path. Oh. Don't harbor evil thought, harbor positive thought. So now, what is the meditation? People in the West maybe think of meditation as show your serious face. This is just sitting, it's not meditation, it's sitting, just cats be sitting here all this time. a squirrel can sit. There's no limit. Meditation means what you read. If you read some books, and you very, very much like that book, what is the message that's written in the book, you very much like, and you don't just read, then you think. What you read, you think. And you not just think one time, you think again and again. So then, eventually, your perception, hopefully, your perception will change for the better. How is it? For the
better.
Yeah, your perception will probably change for the better. Why people fight? Oh, because they are not Buddhist, they are not Christian. This is ridiculous. Why you care? Why you care if somebody believes in Christian or Buddhist? Why you care? Oh, that's you are from college. College, you have teams. Teams like I heard like the Duke and the UNC Chapel Hill. They fight all the time. I'm not sure. Do they enjoy? I'm not sure. Anyway, so like you know, this we make so many things up. We just made it up, and we become so serious. Actually, we just made it up. Nobody says, "Oh, these things are serious." When you're born, we have no clue. We just made it up. When we grow up, we just made all so many things. We become so serious, then all of that. So meditation means think. You can think when you are cleaning, doing dishes, cleaning your house, walking in the wood, doing your exercise. If you think, that's a meditation. You can sit very seriously and thinking something negative. This is just a waste of time. It's a completely waste of time. It's a completely waste of time. You look very serious sitting, but you are thinking something negative. It's just a waste of time. That's all. Nothing more. Tujin samchin, gomla, simjitus. Then hopefully that my perception about this, I have perception that your world, your universe, your world is a perception of your mind. Your world is the reflection of your mind. That's your world. Not everybody see the same thing that you see. Not everybody experience the same thing you experience in your world. Why? Because it's a perception of your mind. So hopefully then that perception will slowly mellow down. Mellow out, become more gentle, more kind, more sweet, more caring. You will have more friends. If you are more kind, you have more friends. If you are more pessimistic, if you are more negative, more angry, who will enjoy being around an angry person? Nobody. Ask the dog. If they speak the same language, the dog doesn't want to be around with angry person. That's the nature, as I mentioned before. Everybody looking for happiness, regardless of belief, culture, traditions, looks. That's why. So now, religious, not religious, all of that. What is that? What is all of that? Religious, not religious. It's all comes down to attitude. It comes on attitude, that's all. It's not talking about organized religion, religious institutions. It's talking about spiritualities. It all boils down on the attitude that you had towards yourself, towards others. Dunzi means gathering. You have a lot of gatherings. You have a lot of gatherings. It doesn't look like spirituality. It's just looking, come together, playing music, eating pizza, maybe drinking beer. Bear?
Beer.
deer. Doesn't look like spirituality, but mindset, it all boils on mindset, your attitude. If you have good attitude, it's not bad. Your attitude is good, you know. Because Rama was, did not choose to touch this. So I kind of forgot to explain that. Dunji gathering, the long big event, choose how to transform, how I can transform that into something spiritual. It doesn't look like spiritual because just a bunch of people get together, maybe talking, you know, like listening to music. It doesn't look like spiritual. Does it look like spiritual? How to transfer that kind of environment into spiritual? It's all boils down on what you're thinking, your attitude. As I said, it looks like very serious meditations. Here, thinking something negative, that's not spiritual. What that person is doing is just completely wasting time, that's all. Nothing more. Or maybe cleaning, washing dishes, doesn't look like meditation, doesn't look like meditation, but that can be very good meditation. Or the way you think. Not just cleaning the dishes, it's cleaning my anger, it's cleaning my fear, it's cleaning my anxiety, it's cleaning my stress. That means that you are doing meditation, even though it doesn't look like meditation, you cannot do meditation. Oh. So that we have discussion here, like here in the West, when you come here, so you hear about like self-compassion, self-love, you know, self-forgiveness, all of that, you know, some of the word even doesn't exist in Tibetan language. So now here, Rangi Rangla, Rang means you, Rang, Tibetan word, Rang means I. Rangla means you yourself, you yourself, to yourself, to yourself. Shatha means self-empathy. What do you think? Self-empathy, self-sympathy, self-empathy. Does it make sense? Self-empathy. How many times do you do? How many times? The question is how many times you sympathize with yourself. How many times you empathize with yourself? How many times? And how many times you become harsh to yourself? How many times? How many times you beat up yourself? Look down at yourself because something went wrong? So there, Rangi Rangla Shatha. Shatha means did Chukila is watching?
Oh, yeah.
What she said, there's a word in Tibetan, what she said in English?
What word?
There's a word, this very word, Rangi Rangla Shatha.
Rangi
Rangla Shatha. Did Chukila translate in English? Probably not. Rangi Rangla. So, you know, sometimes I wish I could say in English. Perfectly well as you do in English. But, you know, I think in Tibetan. I've been here 20 years, still not able to think in English. I think in Tibetan, then try to say in my broken English, but sometimes it doesn't make sense. Oh. So this is a very important word, Rangi Rangla Shatha. You hear, in the West, you hear, oh, self-hatred. But you don't hear that, Rangi Rangla Shatha. Trade them is, you know, like, it's okay, you know, it's okay because you made this mistake, it's okay, and it's not the end of the life, you know, you can be better tomorrow. Like, trade them is like, how is it? No? No subsidy. Subsidy from the government? self-soothing. Oh, that's very good. Self-soothing. Oh, I'm bad. Oh, I'm sinner. Nobody's perfect. Everybody is perfect. You are the only one who's making mistakes. You can blame. You can blame because you are the only one who's making mistakes. Everybody else is perfect. Is that true? No. Ranki Ranga. Wrong self, wrong law to yourself. You are the one who's doing to yourself, soothing yourself. How? Showing empathy, sympathy, compassion, and love to power. You can say all of that. Michelle, you know the words?
I use an app.
Google translations?
And you can speak into it and say the word.
Google, not Tibetan?
It might have to be Tibetan.
Maybe ask Siri, ask Tibetan. Do Siri speak Tibetan?
That's a great one, too.
Maybe ask Siri, like, what it means, Rangi Rangla, Shazay Tradij. Pardon, I have no idea. Anyway, I think that Jill said very good, self-soothing, treat them, I think that's more like, that shows the meaning. Self-soothing, soothing?
Mm-hmm.
Self-soothing, that's probably treat them. Shatra, now I think probably... Michelle, do you read from Tibetan? Do you understand the word Shatra? Anyway, who's saying this? Not me. I'm not saying this. Who's saying this? Lama Tsongkhapa. How many years ago? 600 years ago. Lama Tsongkhapa said. I'm just repeating here. Rangi Rangla Shazay Tredipji. So, need to learn how to soothe yourself. How to soothe yourself. Separate. Separate yourself and your actions. Don't think that you are inseparable with your actions. Don't think that you are one with your actions. No hope. No hope. There's no hope. Then you could say, I'm bad. Because not able to distinguish between action and actor. First, actor is concerned, has ability to become enlightened. And according to Buddhism, what we call Buddha natures. Buddha nature is like diamond under the ground. Diamond wrapped in dirty clothes. Nobody can see. You cannot say there is no diamond. There is diamond. But you can see. When you uncover that piece of fabric, dirty fabric, then there's diamond. So right now, it's all this unhealthy thought, anger, jealousy, pride, all of that kind of like cloud. You can't really see. The true nature is like Buddha nature, you know. So in Buddhism, this is called precious human life. This is not something you hate or something that you don't like. This is very precious. Just as a Buddhist monk, in the morning, minute you wake up, what do you think? You think about precious human life. Right now, it's just intellectual understanding. So more you think, so then you gain this experiential understanding what is precious human life. So then when you look around, every life is precious. Every life is precious. Oh, oh yeah. that is what. So this word, I think, Rangi, Rangla, Rangi, Shazay Tredipji. So even though it doesn't make sense in English language, you know, self-sympathy, self-empathy, that's actually what it means. You know, you make mistake. Don't ever say that I am bad. If you are bad, there's no hope. There's no hope. You could say, oh, my action that I did is wrong. So, much better. You can purify them if you regret. If you regret, no, you can purify them. You can purify. Oh. So, like, we don't have to, we don't have to drown. drown with our actions. We don't have to drown with our actions. We can flow. If we regret, you know, not guilt, I very much regret that I call your name, I say a nasty word, I very much regret, you know, so asking forgiveness. That's how purifies. So then action and actor are different. It's not one. If it's one, then you could, you say, I'm bad. So then no hope. Karma lende. So did you hear about karma? Karma. How did you hear about karma at school? School. Did they teach karma? I don't think. Which college you are from? High school? Oh, high school. In the college, do they teach karma? I don't think they do karma. It's action. It's our actions. Verbal action, mental action, physical actions. Every action has result, consequences. It's not just religious business. You know, in America, what you say, what goes round, comes round. What is that? What?
Boomerang.
Huh?
Boomerang.
What's boomerang?
That's from Australia. It's something that if you throw it the right way, it'll fly through the air and then come back.
So in America, there's no, it's not Tibetan saying. Americans say, what goes round, comes round.
Yep.
So that's not different than karma. If you be nice to someone more likely, somebody will be nice to you. If you try to mean to somebody, that person will not be nice to you. Because why? Because you are kind of, you know, like mean. That's all. So that's like positive karma, negative karma, what is bad karma, good karma? It's actions. It's actions, you know. What goes round comes round. That is definite. It's not, oh, maybe there's two, maybe it's not two. No, that is definite. No matter who does. Even the dog does, it's definite. If you be nice, if something nice goes round, more likely something nice will come round. If something bad will go round, most likely something bad will come round. So therefore, we have control. We have control, we decide our next moment of happiness. We decide, nobody else. We decide. We choose. No, we choose. We have choice. We choose. We choose the result of, you know, what goes round, and we decide what comes round. We decide. We choose. We make decisions. Nobody else. We make decisions. So that's why this life is so precious. Human life is very precious. You can learn. You can grow. You can improve. You can make the world a better place to live. You know, among now many, many young people, you are very much concerned about environment, climate change. These are all good, you know. So they are having impact on people's mindset. They are now thinking. All the young people are so energized about this environment, climate change. These are good things. That people are listening, people are watching, then people are inspired by all these, you know, young kids, what they are doing, you know, for the betterment of whole humanities, you know, not just humanity, also like all the living beings, like dog, cat, you know, all of that. Then the Lama Tsongkhapa was saying, don't. To me, means with no reason. Don't create some negative action for no reason. To me, deep in my soul, you know, When you see people, we have choice. We don't have to look at anybody. When you look at somebody, look at with the cause Migis, not here in the Shanti Deva, God puts the word light, the Shanti Deva said. If you decide to look at someone, Migis Simchitanaya, Changshi Chambesuja, look at them honestly and sincerely and genuinely and wish them happiness. You get benefit. Now what's going round is something good. What will come round, something good. No, without other. How much pleasure, happiness you get? Nothing. Zero. Look at clothes that you wear. Not my clothes, because you cannot buy them shopping mall. Nobody sells so far, nobody sells this. Clothes we wear, food that we eat, the road that we drive, the building that we live, tools that we use for education. Did you make all of this? No. Without other, nothing. That's nothing. Therefore, when you look at others, everybody is contributing something for your happiness. Everybody is contributing something for your happiness. So now, because of scientific research, more and more we are learning bees, are important part of the life, and there's many insects that are important part. Before, nobody knows. Nobody has any clue. So now you realize, they're playing their part to save this world. That's why, so when you look at someone, you have choice. You can look at someone with angry mind, what you get? Nothing. You get nothing. You have no peace of mind. If you look at someone with a warm heart, because you want happiness, they want happiness, you don't have extra reason to be happy. They have less reason to be happy. Equal. When it's come down to that, equal. You are, every single second you are looking for happiness, other person doing the same thing. No differences. Based on that, equal. Trying so hard to overcome from any difficulties. Other person doing the same thing? I think that is the foundation for universal compassion. That knowledge is needed. Otherwise, there will be no universal compassion. It's only between lip. Universal compassion, world peace, is only between lip. That's all. In the paper, you can write it down, world peace. One world, one dream, you can write it down. But between lip and book and the pen, that's all. Foundations. Every single breathing, living being looking for happiness. Do we understand that? Every single breathing, living being avoiding any difficulties. Do we understand that? That is the foundation for universal peace. Without that, there will be no universal peace. There will be no world peace. There will be no world peace. Till we understand that. Doesn't matter Buddhist, Tibetan, American, atheist, believer, not believer, Christian, not Christian, Muslim. Every single one of them, every single second looking for happiness. You provide them happiness, they'll be happy. If they'll be happier, there'll be less problems. So that's very practical approach. Without that, I think world peace, universal peace, one world, one dream, is all between lip. That's all. Practically, it doesn't mean much. Exchanging oneself with others. You don't like to be looked down. Why are you looking down on somebody else? same thing. Now so many world problems. There's nothing much, as an individual person, there's nothing much you can do, practical level. You just pray and hope and wish, and you try all your best not to discriminate people, or try to understand they are looking for happiness. That's the first thing you try to understand. They look different, but they are looking for happiness. Or they may not share the same belief that I do, doesn't matter. Or they may not drink butter tea, you know butter tea? Tibetan drink butter tea, you know, because so high up, Tibet is the root of the world, very cold. So we drink butter tea, black tea, salt, milk, butter, all mixed together. For Western people, some people say it tastes like soup. Some people say it's yagi, you know, they don't like. But Tibetans, we love this tea, butter tea, we drink. You can't force someone to drink butter tea because simply you like that. It's not going to work. You can't force something on somebody because you like so much. People have different tastes. It doesn't matter. Or somebody say butter tea, yagi, it doesn't matter. What is the matter is my peace of mind. It's very important for me, therefore, I should be more kind, more compassionate, more gentle, more warm-hearted, that I get benefit. If I become more mean, more critical, more pessimistic, it will destroy all your peace of mind. That's the result. Oh, yeah. So I think that's the I might try every single day trying to shape my mind, my thought. There's many risks, you know, every day there's risks that I may think something negative about somebody when I read the news. No, there's nothing very good news to read. So I try not to judge. I try to see the very person I'm about to judge is also looking for happiness every single second, same like I do. Who I am to judge them, you know. Best, I wish them happiness. At least temporary benefit, my mind is calmer. At least that's my temporary benefit, you know. Otherwise, if I criticize, my mind get irritated. When my mind gets agitated and I lose my peace of mind, no matter what I do, I lose my peace of mind. So based on that, I try to calculate very precisely how I see things. When I read something, then I try not to generate any negative thought, you know. So many times fail. Many times fail. Oh, yeah. We are going to recite. Okay, now I'm going to stop. So that's all in this text, you know, mainly talking about that. That's the last part of the text. But you know, before that, it's all talking about change, be aware of change. Don't think, should be last forever. That's going against the reality. It's not good. You know, being aware of change and, you know, all of that. You know, this is last. So then... So now we are going to recite 21 Tara praises. You are welcome to stay, but please don't feel like you have to stay. Okay, you can also, if you want to leave, free to leave. Okay. So now we have to do some. We have to do some prayer. Okay.
Okay. Turn to page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. You have the binder. It's in the green sheets.
So you see there's statues. There are many statues. These are called Tara. So we are going to recite the 21 Tara praises. Please don't feel like you have to stay. You can go, okay? So don't feel like you have to stay.
And the motivation is to remove obstacles to the light of the path retreat as advised by Lama Zopa Rinpoche. from your sublime abode is the Potala.
Action
mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tar, please come with your tenants. The gods and demigods bow. To the lotus feet of Tar, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tar, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage to our sister Rolex. I fight like the instantaneous. Sprung from opening statements of the Lord, relied on my conqueror's joyous radiant, crowning subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her own These praises with the Rupa mantras and prostrations of Sar 21.
Two more times.
Oh, my prostrate to the noble giving effort, austerity,
Homage to the Buddha, 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 the Bu
She was drumming Moses' fists. She was there of all enemies. Homage as a heart, her fingers adorn her with rich jewels. White lips, lips is all excited. All direction fields adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning the king, goddess of light. Her co-lapping with the stars, subjugating Mara's Devas. Homage, she is with the sun, all its guardians assembly, shaking crowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, sun adorned its crescent, moon on a moon shining. Amitabha in her hair, now sending out her sight eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, like eon deadening fire abiding. Hide death, weapon joys around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beaten. Scowling with the letter whom the seven devils she does conquered. Homage, happy with her peaceful, she who sealed his feast nirvana. She endowed with common soul, the destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes by the sun thunder. Priestess, woman, knowledge, mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to them with these letters of the shape of syllables. Stamping shapes of three worlds, Smeru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair mark wound of Deva Lake form, with my spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom God and their kings and the Kinnarabs who honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Sutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Jososo spirits, Yakshas, and race corpus supreme Ture. These praises with the romantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage to our sister Rowit, eyesight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Fear, Lord of Lotus. Homage to the space combined of 100,000 moons at fullest, blazing with my race resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden, blue, and lotus, water born in heaven and orange, giving every stomach charity, patient meditation, pursuit. Homage crown of path as goddess, action triumph without limit. Relied on my comfort every wish, every perfection. Homage feeling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space. Trampling with your feet the seven worlds, able to trust forth all beings. Homage worship by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Maru. Honored by the host of spirits, corpses with Gandhava's Yakshas. Homage with their Chet and Pei sound, dispelling those magic diapers. Her feet pressing left out rising, blazing in a raging fire. Homage to Re, very dreadful, destroyer of Mara champion. She was drowning lotus visage, woman slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with rich jewels. All directions fields adorn. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning the king, goddess of light, her co-lapping with desire, subjugating Mara's Devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, drowning with their homing sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon on her moon so shining. Homage, Shabbat in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, like eon deadening fire abiding. Rush that's left and joyce around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven devils she does conquer. Homage, happy virtues peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana. She endowed with woman's soul, past the destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing the bodies of thunder. Priestess, woman, knowledge, mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the ladies, letters, of the ship of the golden. Life of something shakes the three worlds, may remember of India. Homage holding in her hand, the hair might moon of Deva-like form, with my spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage to God and their kings, and the Kinnarabs to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes brighten, radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Sutare, she disrupts of your contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, dressed as the spirit, Yakshas, and raised corpus supreme Ture. These pages with the room mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Let's turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess who recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitude of converts will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most careful poisons, when they're ingested to suffer from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If there's prayer, the sky is two, three, or seven times, will pacify all the sufferings of karma caused by spirits, demons, and poisons. By all the beings as well, if you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled. And all obstacles.
We finished the benefits. And that was three. Okay. Turn to page 100. General dedication prayers. Dagi jinye sape gewadi
44 and 45 for the long life prayers. Gandira we ko we shi kam di. Kandandewa malu yuwe ne. Chere zewa tenzin jazo yi. Shabe shite vardu tenkyu chi. Shonu iya nala wang shotu. Awatare tenbara sopa. Lo san jare de dole becho. Shase jingyo lama sowa de. Tusu chan chin jang gun gawe ten jin chong sewe kun su do po tse chok sum ku we le mun tu du pa dok so du she kun du shop ten shok Mig me te we te
finished yet because of the students here, all of a sudden bunch of them show up. So next Wednesday we'll finish next Wednesday.
Okay.
So next Wednesday again students show up, then next Wednesday. they never finish. Only a few, like maybe like 6-7 lines left. You know? So then 3 more Wednesday or 2 more? Now there's 2 more Wednesdays.
Yeah, there's 2 more
Wednesdays. No particular book to explain, Q&A. Q&A, next Wednesday, question sent to Donna. If you don't want to ask in front of the people, send to Donna. So then I, beginning of class, I will finish the book. After that, Q&A. So then, 1 more Wednesday, Q&A. So then, December, so then till December. No class in November. I mean, from me, there will be class here. No class. Okay. So, discuss what's the best way to. I think it will be nice to ask questions based on the material. That's probably best. So, you know, like I explain emptiness. Any question that relates to the emptiness, ask. Then mind training text. Any question that relates to the meditation on shunyata or emptiness, ask. You know, so then if you don't have any question based on the book, so then maybe other questions are welcome. But I will emphasize, ask questions based on the material that we cover. So that's probably better, okay? Okay, good night then.